At the parent meeting I mentioned earlier, as many adults vocalized complaints, one man sat silently in the back of the room. I had hoped to talk with him after the meeting ended, but he slipped away before I could. The next day, though, the phone at my desk rang. A few days later, I visited a man named Keith Gray on his block.
Well, what made me call you was it seemed like you only get a one-side story of the school and what was going on there.
Keith Gray's grandson, Keith, will enter the first grade this year. Through little Keith's kindergarten year, Gray volunteered at the school most days. He had asked Principal Powell for my number.
But she didn't ask me to do this. I just thought it wasn't fair.
As we talked, we sat in a leafy abandoned lot across from his house, where the neighbors maintain the grass and have patio furniture and barbecue grills set up. Gray helped little Keith with his homework.
What are we doing? It says color the pictures, right?
Mm-hmm.
Circle the correct word that matches each picture. Then you have to write the word here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So in 2009, when little Keith was still in his mother's womb, his father, also named Keith, was murdered.
Well, he was at a nightclub in down Center City, 3rd Market. Got into an argument with another guy. And I think they were pushing and shoving, whatever have you. It was squashed.
The bouncer kicked the other guy out first.
And then my son came out, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes later. And as soon as he walked out the door, the guy confronted him. They struggled, and the guy shot him in the chest. That was that.
Keith's son was 29 years old. Little Keith's mother was 5.5 months pregnant. Over the next few years, Gray stayed in his grandson's life. And the more time he spent with him, the more he could see that he really needed him. Little Keith should have started kindergarten in September 2014 with the rest of the kids at Blaine. But living with his mom, it wasn't happening.
So that's when I totally just said, just let him stay here with me. And I can get him there every day.
In early October, little Keith moved in with his grandfather full time. At that point, he had missed weeks of school.
He needed to be with me so he could get to school. I'll just put it to you that way. You can read in between the lines. Other than that, he would constantly been late and wouldn't have been there.
Gray began to relish the new routine. Every morning, they'd get up at 6:45, brush their teeth together, and eat breakfast. He'd iron little Keith's clothes, pack him a lunch, and then walk him and a few of the other kids on the block to school. The more time he spent with little Keith, the more he reminded him of his own son.
I don't know. A second chance to any mistakes I might have made in there. With the first, I get to do over. It's like a do-over. Getting a little emotional there.
He says the biggest mistake he made with his son was not spending enough time with him as a boy.
You know, it's not money or anything, it's the time that you spend. And that's the biggest thing that I learned. You know, you can pay what you need to pay and all that, but if you're not spending time with it, it's just like, I mean, what are you doing?
During school hours, Gray works the sign-in desk at Blaine and helps keep order during lunch periods. Being there almost every day, Gray says he's gotten a day-to-day view of the turnaround attempt.
What have I seen? I've seen a hard job that the teachers...
Hard job!
Stop, Keith. A hard job that the teachers have there.
He says the school has served little Keith especially well. He came into school behind, but is now caught up and is near a first grade level of abilities.
He's learning. He likes to go to school. That's self-explanatory too. He likes to go to school. He doesn't like missing school.
Blaine's turnaround effort is not yet a story with a definitive ending. There's been no triumphant celebrations, nor any sorrowful admissions of defeat. After year one of what Principal Powell sees as a 5-year process, they are still very much in the midst of the work. For some, Blaine's turnaround will forever be marked by the sudden, drastic shakeup in faculty. Rashid Abdullah, the teacher who's been at Blaine longer than anyone, says the shakeup did bring in some really good teachers. He says many of those who were pushed to leave hadn't been at the school that long and didn't have much buy-in. But there were a few teachers, people who'd been there a while, whom he really misses, ones who he knew gave their all to the kids.
I think we lost some of those types of teachers. And I think that's very important to the success of the teacher and to the success of the students, because the students can, you know, can kind of feel you out, and they know if you truly care or not.
But to Maureen Brower, the teacher from the very beginning of the story, there's no doubt the shakeup was the right thing to do.
I really see a difference with the adults in the building just kind of collaborating and really working together to make this a great school.
One of the true tests of the effort will be whether the new teachers actually stay. That was a question Andrew Brooking wrestled with throughout the year. For him, the turning point came in the spring. By then, he felt truly immersed in the school community. He felt supported by Principal Powell and the rest of the staff, and he began to really see the difference the turnaround was having. That last point crystallized for him at a faculty meeting late in the year. Staff met to compare their goals at the beginning of the turnaround process with their progress thus far.
When I sat back and I looked at each category, I was like, wow, and I said it to the whole team. I was like, okay, like, I can sit back and say I'm sorry for, I don't know if it's pushing us, but sorry for feeling like we're not ever doing good enough work.
It was in that meeting that Brooking was struck by Blaine's momentum.
I was like, no, we've done a lot of work. We have to start somewhere.
For Principal Powell, many challenges remain. School culture is far from perfect. Too many students still too often arrive at school late, and budget concerns continue to permeate everything. But Powell is not just hopeful, she's confident.
I know that our children are growing. I believe that any child who comes here, if I just know where they are, even if they're 2-3 years below level, I will take them at least a year and a half within that year. I know that our children will grow.
Of last year's faculty, all but 4 members have returned for year 2. 2 took administrative positions in other schools. 2 are now teaching elsewhere. Andrew Brooking is one of those who has returned. At the end of the year, he came to Principal Powell to tell her he'd commit to at least the full 5-year turnaround.
I can see the change in our kids. I can feel the change. I can see more desire. I mean, it's 1 year, but to see them from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, I feel proud of the work that they've done and that I've done, and I feel like that needs to be consistent now.
We'll be right back.